This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Around 2,500 U.S. troops, backed by tanks and artillery, remain poised outside the Iraqi city of Najaf. There's been a standoff between the occupation authorities and the radical Shiite Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and his banned militia. Negotiations have been underway all day to end the crisis before it turns into an assault on the city, which many fear would produce a bloodbath. NPR's Philip Reeves has been following the talks and joins us now. Philip, what's actually happening inside the city of Najaf today?
Well, we've spoken to a source in Najaf who's been out in the city today, and he says that Sadr's militiamen seem to be preparing for a fight. He saw them in the streets carrying rocket-propelled grenades and Kalashnikovs. He says they're running checkpoints in the city, and he also saw members of the US-sponsored Iraqi police force standing around, but unarmed. He says that some of the police have sold their weapons. They apparently say that they know the US forces, if they come into the city, will confiscate their guns. And so they've sold them and intend to tell the Americans that Sadr's men took their weapons away. Now, this city, which is the holiest of Shiite cities, with its huge domed shrine to Imam Ali in the center, is very tense, the source says. He says that occupation forces have been dropping leaflets from the air, asking the population to help arrest Sadr. And the U.S. forces have been ringing the town, and you can actually see them outside the city from within the city. And that tallies with a news report we got today, which quoted an American colonel who said that Sadr's militiamen had taken up positions on the rooftops of the outskirts of Najaf.
Now, along with these tensions, there have also been the negotiations that we mentioned. Who actually is negotiating?
Well, there are a variety of attempts to negotiate. Sadr's working through a negotiator from the Iraqi branch of the Islamic al-Dawa party, a man called Abdul Karim al-Ansi. Now, we're told that Iansi is working with Shiite leaders in Najaf, including the most influential of all, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who's based in the same city. The U.S.'s official position is that it's not directly negotiating. After all, let's not forget that it regards Sadr as an outlaw and his militia as a gang of thugs. But General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, today said that the U.S. Chief Administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, is deeply involved, in fact, in the search for a solution. Now, we're told by Iraqis that Sadr's agreed to accept the decisions of the Najaf Shiite leadership. And our sources say that the clerics want him to disband his militia and that he's agreed to this. And the clerics are also saying, we're told, that the murder warrant against Sadr, which the US is determined to enforce over the killing of a rival cleric last year, should be reviewed by a committee of Islamic scholars.
You mentioned the leading Shiite cleric, Ayatollah Sistani. Has he had any public comments about these negotiations?
Yes, it's reported today he's warned the US against entering Najaf. The U.S. seems mindful of the risks, in fact, of going into Najaf, particularly the danger of, you know, igniting a very violent response there, not only perhaps in Najaf, but in other Shiite areas in Iraq. Some also believe that it would further strengthen Sadr's popular support. And a senior military source told us today that he thought there's still time for a solution to be found, which suggests perhaps that they're interested in avoiding an assault on the city.
Philip, it's also been reported now that Iranians are playing a part in these talks. What can you tell us about that?
The Iranian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has sent a delegation to Iraq to try to resolve the crisis. The extent of their role isn't clear at this stage. Now, we're told that at least some Iraqis in Najaf, including Ayatollah Sistani, are not enthusiastic particularly about Iranian involvement. And incidentally, the U.S. spokesman Dan Sina was emphatic today that claims that the U.S. has been talking with Iran, who, remember, are one of President Bush's axis of evil nations, that these claims are false.
Thank you, Philip.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.